like it's hot and some sweat when the heat is on. Some feel the heat and decide that they can't go on. Some like it hot, but you can't.
If you do like it hot, today's going to be pretty nice. 28 degrees. Waking you up halfway through the work week here. It's August 13th, a Wednesday morning. I'm Greg Morgan, starting off with a great big shout-out to our Regina Red Sox. They did it. They're advancing to the WCBL final for the first time since 2019, and the Sox played spoiler in that East Division final. They upset the best in the league, the Saskatoon Berries, 6-2 in Game 3. In front of a packed ballpark in Saskatoon. It was impressive, too, when you think about it. The Sox won both games 1 and 3 on the road. So the championship series is all set up now and starts tomorrow night right here in Regina. And they're starting in Regina, even though Sylvan Lake had a better record. They're starting in Regina just to reduce travel. So game one tomorrow night at Curry Field. And then they'll move to Sylvan Lake. Game 2 Friday. And if necessary, game 3 in Sylvan on Saturday night. But tickets for the big game at Curry will go on sale later this morning about 10 o'clock. They had more than 1,700 at the last home game at Curry Field, so I hope there's at least that or more for the championship game here. And joining us a little later on this morning will be Red Sox President Gary Brotzel, who I'm sure is probably still asleep right now after celebrating a little after that one. That was a big road victory. I know earlier in the week when Gary was on the Green Zone, he pointed to the fact that the Sox had Sylvan Lake's number in 2 games earlier during the regular season.
We had good success with Sylvan Lake. We had them here twice this year. We didn't play them there, but we actually beat them pretty handedly. The 2 games we played them here, it was like 10-2, 12-1, something like that. But that was early in the season with a different roster.
And now the roster might be slightly different from that, but still, the fact is the Sox proving that they can win on the road. And to win a championship, they're going to have to win on the road again. But this morning, 10 o'clock, the Regina Red Sox website, reginaredsox.com, will be selling tickets for the one and only championship game. That's awesome. Good for them. Hey, some breaking news this morning. It looks as if the next step in the labor dispute from Air Canada is no longer up in the air. We just know now that the Canadian Union of Public Employees has served Air Canada the required 72-hour notice of a strike. That means 10,000 flight attendants likely to walk off the job as early as Saturday morning. And the union says Air Canada issued its own lockout notice to the union. But if you have flights booked, let the shuffling begin. Meanwhile, I hope everything is running smoothly again today for WestJet, because a number of their flights were delayed yesterday due to network-wide technical issues across the country. It did affect Regina Airport, too. But I'm looking at their board this morning over at YQR. It does look like there are no delays whatsoever on the WestJet schedules at the moment. They better have it together now, because a lot of Air Canada travel plans might be coming over to WestJet now. Hey, just a heads up, the Lotto Max, it did not go last night, but still, it might be worth checking your ticket. One of the Max Millions was won in Saskatoon, at least that's where it was purchased, and someone in Saskatchewan hit 6 of 7 numbers in the bonus, which would give them at least $240,000. But the big jackpot, now $70 million, there are 10 extra Max Millions in Friday's Lotto Max draw. But Wes starting to win a little extra money here. Not the big, big grand prize, but lately it seems a few people have won. Well, this morning we know Saskatchewan farmers are in a tough spot. China announcing new tariffs on our canola, 76%. As of tomorrow, we're going to go into further detail on this one here in just a moment, but I know Paul Martin, our business analyst, will join me after the 6:30 news and explain a little more on the effect on the economy and what this might mean if we were to go much further. And at this moment, it seems stuck in politics. But we'll get Paul Martin to disclose why and how he thinks this one might be going down.
You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker, don't you mess with
Last few days, just had a few of the windows open. Haven't had the air conditioning unit on, but perhaps today it's going up to 28 degrees. Might be flicking it on a little later on. And might I add, a few weeks ago, my air conditioner, I replaced it about 5-6 years ago. And just a few days back, it just conked out. And I thought, what the? And it didn't take too long to see what the problem was. I'm usually really good at changing my furnace filter every 3-4 months tops. But that's what it was. It was just filter was plugged, shut it down, replaced it. So it's just a good reminder. If you're going to go flick your AC on today, how's your furnace filter? I've been told that so many times by all the mechanical experts I've had on this show, and I can't believe I slipped up myself. But I want to go back to our farming community. As I mentioned, in a tough spot here with China announcing new tariffs on our canola, 76% as of tomorrow. It's in response to Canada's tax on Chinese electric vehicles, which still seems so absurd to me. But you heard here live yesterday with Premier Scott Moe on CJME. He said he knew this was a possibility, but he had hoped it would be avoided. So now
there's a shift in tone and a shift in urgency in the work that needs to happen in the days and weeks ahead.
He says his team will do what it can, but a deal has to be signed by the country's leaders, too. He does say he'll be asking for relief for producers. And we even spoke to the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan, Bill Probilski. He says they'll be looking to the feds for a clear plan now.
Try and get some reassurance out of the federal government that they have a plan. Right now, you know, we've been told that they're on it, but we've not seen just what it is that the federal government has been doing or is willing to do or is planning to do in the near future to, you know, help producers or ultimately find a solution that will get rid of these tariffs on producers on their canola.
And just so you get an idea of how much of a financial impact this is, ask Bill to lay it out for us.
In 2024, China purchased somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 billion of canola and canola products from Canada. Saskatchewan being the largest producer of canola at somewhere around 55% of the canola produced in Canada comes out of Saskatchewan. So it's a huge impact for Saskatchewan and Canada as a whole. $5 billion is a pretty significant impact on the economy.
Sure is. Again, nearly 76% tariff set to kick in tomorrow. Our riders were back practicing yesterday, and Saskatchewan's getting ready to play, of course, the best team of these, Hamilton, here Saturday afternoon at 1. Bo Levi Mitchell bringing the league's best offense to town. The Ticats had their win streak interrupted by the Lions last week, but Bo isn't worried about starting a new one on Saturday at Mosaic.
You know, you took a punch, get back up, and, you know, let's go face somebody bigger, right? I'm excited about it, and I'm ready for it. There's no, yeah, you have to go play this team. Yeah, this guy got injured. No, we want Sask, and we're ready for him.
Our quarterback, Trevor Harris, feeling the same way. With a 7-1 record, he's not ready to let the club go stale on that record.
We've got boxes we want to check as a team, and winning 7 games wasn't one of them. Starting 7-1 was not one of them. It's, you know, it's to keep the pedal to the metal and, you know, finish stronger than we start. And so we've had a good start so far, but we want to make sure that we're, you know, trending in the right direction, not, you know, going stale and play at our best ball already.
Just over 3,000 tickets left for this one. The timing of the game is perfect, right, for out-of-towners. 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. As I mentioned, the weather looking almost perfect for it. Would be nice to see this one sell out. I know Labor Day sold out, but let's sell this one out. I haven't heard this in a while. You think you know who's singing this one? I know some of you do. Probably many of you do. If you think you know, well then, shoot me a text. 1-877-300-7275. And listen to this. If you shoot me a text, who just sang that song? Include your first and last name. You could win tickets for Friday night. Shake the Lake. Okay, I got a pair of tickets for Friday night. Shake the Lake. Yeah, I'm going to give them away right now. Go ahead. Shoot me your first and last name. Who was just singing that song? Yeah, they're coming. Oh, Frank wants to give you a little extra here. They're coming. Shake the Lake. Not this weekend, next weekend. All right, Frank, cut it out. 1-877-300-7275. Pair of tickets for the Friday night of Shake the Lake. That one features Helix, Finger 11, Default with Dallas Smith. Okay, so shoot me a text, and I'll hook you up if you got the answer correct. If you're first to get through, 1-877-300-7275. You know, lots of fans are pretty thirsty for some Chapel Roan coming to Saskatchewan News. And I think we can add a little more to that this morning to help quench your thirst to see this Grammy-winning Best New Artist. Thanks to an Apple Music interview, we definitely know she's renewing her promise to come to Saskatchewan.
I can't wait to go.
Yeah, she's one of the biggest pop stars in the world right now. Mentioned our province in the song Subway.
I'm moving to Saskatchewan, it's just another day.
Actually a pretty decent song too. So why does she have so much love for Saskatchewan in that song?
Because, like, it rhymed. Because I was like, I can't remember. There was other options, but I was like, we'd already used Boston and Feminine Nominon. And I was like, we needed something on. And so...
Saskatchewan. Effectively, four syllables with a ghost fifth. It's a writer's dream.
It's awesome. I've never been there, but I promise I will perform there one day. And I also just love that the capital is called Regina.
There you go, Chapel Roan. She definitely wants to come and perform here. And I truly believe it will happen. No specific Canadian tour dates yet on her website. But given the dates that are up there that she is currently sharing, it's really not likely that Canadian appearance will happen before the end of this year, but sometime in the new year, I bet it's truly going to happen. She wants to reward Saskatchewan, and I'm hoping to get tourism Saskatchewan on the show here in the next day or two, because they have really seen an uptick on people exploring Saskatchewan, and they've been taking advantage of it too, which is great to see as well. Another famous couple I think you've all heard of, finally getting together, Taylor Swift, sitting down with boyfriend Travis Kelce later today on their podcast, New Heights. The Kelce brothers do that New Heights podcast. It's hugely popular. And she'll announce new album details and who knows what else. They released a small tease of tonight's podcast.
Hey, Tay, welcome to New Heights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Yeah. And, I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
Well, she's got a good sense of humor. That podcast drops 5 o'clock our time. And we already know her new album is going to be called The Life of a Showgirl. She revealed that in a teaser a couple of days ago. But that announcement, by the way, breaks the record for the most viewed Instagram video in 24 hours. 134 million views in just 15 hours. So you can imagine how many will be tuning in to this podcast tonight. Your internet may not work later after 5. There might be so many people around the globe trying to use it all at once. It may just explode. I don't know. But will I be one tuning into 5? Not likely, but you can bet that tomorrow morning I'll give you all the highlights. I'll get them for my daughter who said she was going to tune in. Hey, some breaking news this morning. It looks like flight attendants for Air Canada have given their strike notice. Could walk off the job as early as Saturday morning. Kevin Martell will have more on that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, WestJet yesterday had some technical issues right across the country. They seem to smooth those out. Good thing, because I think a lot of Air Canada travel plans might be coming over to WestJet as this story develops. We'll keep you updated as well, too. Also, an update from the family out of Swift Current, who are literally just having to take it day by day after their father was bit by a rattlesnake while golfing in Texas. You might recall we told you about the story a few days ago, and now we're hearing from the family. Daniel Fair is still in hospital in the United States, but doesn't have any medical insurance. And our reporter, Jillian Massey, spoke with Daniel's wife, Stephanie, who is in Texas by her husband's side, and Stephanie shared the very latest on the state of her husband's health.
Well, he was
quite responsive at first. He would turn when you talk, like his eyes when they were talking, and there was stimulation there. And then a few days ago, apparently with hypoxic brain injuries, swelling can set in. And once that set in, we haven't had any response from him. He's just been unconscious. The doctor said it's a day-to-day thing now, if we're going to get him back or not.
This happened a week before the August long while in Texas. Again, her husband bit by a rattlesnake while he was golfing. And Stephanie hopes to bring her husband back to Saskatchewan, of course, just as soon as she can. But he's far from stable enough to make the journey yet.
Well, we're trying. We are definitely trying. We've gotten several quotes. It's not regulated here in this country. So somebody quoted us 91,000 and somebody else quoted us 44. And we're just like, now we're having to deal with that financial aspect of things because we just want him home. It's unbearable. Like, I don't even want to know what the hospital bill is going to be when we're done here. I just can't think of that now. Right now, I'm just thinking about trying to get him home.
It's got to be so incredibly tough. A GoFundMe page has been established to help the family, and it's well over 30,000 in donations. And Stephanie told us she is eternally grateful for all the support.
We're relying on the kindness of strangers right now to help us get Danny home. I appreciate everybody that's donated thus far. You don't know what that means to our family.
It's pretty heartbreaking to hear her and to think of what her kids and obviously her husband is having to go through all in Texas right now. If you do want to contribute to that GoFundMe page, just go to GoFundMe pages and search Danny's medical expenses. Stephanie's sister-in-law, Christy, actually started the page. That's tough. Really tough and heartbreaking to hear. I can't imagine. You know, you think you go through life, no matter where you are, you think it's never going to happen to me. But in this instance, it did. And not to have insurance, too, making it even more difficult. This morning, we are congratulating the Regina Red Sox. They're moving on to the championship series. They won last night in Saskatoon. Upset best team in the league, the Saskatoon Berries. They won 6-2 in Game 3. In fact, they won Game 1 on the road and last night again. So impressive for the Sox to win two games on the road. And now we'll take on Sylvan Lake. And tickets for that first game to be held at Curry Field will be going on sale later this morning, about 10 o'clock. Yeah, the championship series. Because of wanting to reduce travel, they're going to have Game 1 at Curry and then Games 2 and 3 this weekend in Sylvan Lake. But tickets about 10 o'clock this morning to go on sale. CJME News Time now, 6:28.